Seattle front is tough. I mean, they'll move guys around, stand guys up. How do you guys try to take on a group of guys that's pretty fluid? What they want to do is not necessarily always that straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll just check out the film and see what their kind of tendencies are. And, you know, our system, you know, we're used to things like that. So, like, you know, we just plug in, you know, who's where, and like you just kind of roll with it. So it's not that difficult of a transition, given though they are a very solid defense.
They'd use you on some of those jumbo packages then to move back over to the left. Was it much of an adjustment you had to make mentally?
No, not really. I mean, I'm constantly going back left and right, so it's no longer an issue with me. So, you know, whether it be even in the jumbo sets, you know, I'm lining up left, I'm lining up right. In practice, I'm switching periods left and right, so like it's not even an issue anymore.
It's good in a way that makes you versatile, but is it difficult because you can't really concentrate on one particular spot?
You know, there's different ways to look at it like that. You know, it would be nice, yes, to focus on one position, but at the same time, you know, I've been doing this for two or three years now, so I've kind of gotten used to that even. So it's maybe for some guys it might be, but for me, you know, this is the way that I practice, and it's been going well. So,
do you have a sense for Trent yet? I mean, do you think you might be in there? Do you?
You know, I'm gonna prepare like I am. So, you know, I hope he's in there. You know, he gives us the best opportunity to win, I believe. And but it, you know, if not, I gotta be the guy who can step in there and, you know, give the team a chance. So.